Happy April, Mayor.
Happy April. Glad it's here.
Yes, indeedy. And I'm glad it's not 1997 when we had 2 feet of snow.
I remember it well. It was a pack.
Oh, my goodness. Just goes to show you anything can happen, and it usually does.
Absolutely. You live long enough, you see it all.
This is true. Are the plows off the trucks now, or is that too risky?
No, I think they took the plows off. They use those the same dump trucks that convert over for the sweeping program. So the sweep is in the neighborhoods now, so the dump trucks follow them. Sweep is empty into the dump truck. So, yep. Yeah, I mean, the snow fighters, dedicated snow fighters, they never change. But those other trucks that serve many different functions, yes, the plows are off.
Yes, and unfortunately there was some sand to clean up from this winter, so they had that, I'm sure. Is there any update to the, I went up last week to see the new animal shelter, and they were moving furniture in, so that says to me they're just about ready to go.
That's right. They were in their final steps of the punch list with the contract. They're moving the furniture in and getting acclimated. Very exciting. Our animal care facility folks and all those folks over the years who have advocated for a new facility and have been volunteered hundreds of hours in the animal shelter, so it's an exciting time. So in the coming days, weeks, we will be, I think there may be a date, Joe, I just don't have it in front of me, when we're going to be officially opening it up, but it's very soon.
Okay, yeah, I spoke with the president of the shelter, and she's extremely excited for her and her volunteers. But it's more than just a shelter now. It's also, as you mentioned, the home to the animal control office and the police canine unit, right?
Yeah, in fact, that's why it's being called animal care facility rather than a shelter, because it does have a number of uses and, you know, a combination of things, which is great. Our canine offices will operate out of there. You know, that's headed up by Lieutenant Bob Gillen in the police department. He's been part of the group that's been overseeing and recommending the plans that we're seeing now. So the combination of use. And, of course, one of the beauties of having the police involved up there is it gives you police presence for that area, you know, which I always like to have.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't think anyone's going to go up and steal a dog, but I it's always nice to have police presence. You got the park up there and up at Quarry Street. But, yeah, it's going to have several different uses. We've hired somebody that's going to manage the facility for us. And then, of course, the volunteers have sections in the facility that they will handle the animals. And, of course, they're going to be bringing in veterinarians and so forth to provide shots. And so that's why it's more than just a shelter. It's going to provide a lot of different services for people.
Right. Yeah, it is a multi-purpose site for sure. And with the police presence up there, it'd be a 24-hour presence. So it's a little bit secluded up there, so I'm sure that's a comfort to the volunteers.
Exactly. Yep.
Mayor, I read with interest a story about a granite structure on Willard Street that the city's going to try and save. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. For those that may not be familiar, it's a granite block house that sits on Willard Street across from the Common Market facilities. And it's about 200 years old. And that property is owned by the McDonald family. They're going to develop it into some housing, that area. And they were going to use portions of the block from the building on the site and walls and various things. But after hearing from a number of people, I think it does make sense for us to attempt to try to move the building to another location, although my guess is we'll have to disassemble it and then reassemble it. The beauty is the real historic values in the block show.
Mm.
So this, you know, the roof isn't original, the windows aren't original, so we can take this down, put it back together, hopefully up where Albina is,
mm-hmm.
And maybe it'd be a nice structure for him to have to store some of his artifacts right up there at the museum up on Ricciuti Drive, so up at the turning, Lyons Turning Mill. So we're looking at it now, architects and engineers, and seeing how best to do this. My guess is they'll take pictures of every aspect of it and perhaps even number the blocks. Before we put it back together up at West Quincy.
Yeah, it does seem a perfect fit for the museum location. I know that the museum's always looking, they have kind of a temporary it's a shed more than anything, so to have
something
more permanent like this, I'm sure would be welcome.
Exactly. Yep.
What is
perfect spot?
It's not a nobody's living there, is that right? It's a vacant property.
It's a vacant building. I think they there were people renting there years ago, but what I'm told, the inside is nothing to write home about. It's pretty primitive, so it's not like we're trying to move the Adams birthplace or the mansion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the values in the granite block, so I think we can probably pretty easily disassemble it and then reassemble it.
Mm-hmm.
And then put, you know, new roof on it and the appropriate windows and doors. That would make sense from that 200-year-old period.
I know it's on the National Register. Does that mean that it has to be preserved in some manner?
Not necessarily, no. But there is a process to kind of, take that, well, to remove it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's times when stuff that it just goes away because you can't necessarily save everything. But it's like peeling back the onion. But in this case, I think the folks that would make any decision along those lines would be very happy that we're going to preserve it. So I don't think that would be an issue.
So, and as I understand, the owners have agreed to give it to the city?
That's correct.
Okay.
I spoke to Greg McDonald myself, and they're willing to donate it. We're happy about that. They're an old West Quincy family. They understand the significance, and they've always been very community oriented, so I never saw an issue with that.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe tap the community preservation funds?
That's exactly right. This is perfect for community preservation monies.
Yeah.
Perfect project for that.
Very good. Yeah, that's exciting and interesting.
It is interesting. And, you know, it's our 400, so it's another kind of cool project to work on, celebrating our 400th anniversary. You figure the house has been here half of the 400 years.
Yeah.
Being 200 years old, so kind of a cool one.
Yeah, do you know any history about it? Who built it? Who lived there? What its purpose was?
I don't have that in front of me,
okay.
Joe. I think it was built as a house.
Yeah.
As far as purpose goes, you know, back then granite was cheap. It might have been cheaper for this person to build it in granite because he might have owned some granite quarry piece or something, you know.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was cold as heck in the winter.
Yes, I would think so. And very warm in the summer.
Indeed, yeah.
But it's lasted all these
it
years.
It sure did.
So,
yeah.
Very good. Mayor, we should also talk about the expansion of the ferry service out of Squantum Point Park this year.
Yeah, really delighted that the MBTA has stepped up and really taken on this mode of transportation with seriousness. They have a new division and a gentleman overseeing it. They bought two boats from New York, ferry boats. One will be operated directly out of Quincy. There'll be a lot more times for people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also going to be weekend service roughly between Memorial Day and Columbus Day. So it adds an awful lot of value, I think, to Marina Bay. And some people before used it, but the times weren't great.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be more times for your schedule. So I think that more people avail themselves to it. And, it's dependable transportation in the good weather. And, you know, you can sit and read a book or just enjoy the harbor views. And you're not cursing going through the traffic of 93 and the expressway. So I do think it will pick up ridership. The Hingham Ferry has been very successful over the years. And as you know, we had a ferry years ago at the Forever Shipyard.
Yep.
Before that ended because of the conditions of the wharf. So I do think there's an appetite for it, and I appreciate the work that the MBTA has provided. And, you know, Senator Keenan and Representative Ayers have been huge advocates for this for a long time, as well as Councilor Bill Harris. So everybody's working hard on it. My staff worked on a grant with the TEAC, a $4 million grant to rebuild the pier.
Yep.
So that'll be underway this year as well. So hopefully that dream of a year-round robust ferry service is coming closer, Joe.
Yeah. It launches April 28th, runs to November 26th. That's a pretty good long season.
It is a good long season.
Then the weekend service begins, as you said, it's actually May 24th, and that runs through October 12th. So that'll be welcome, I'm sure. And the one-way trip still $6.50, and it's still free to park at Squantum Point Park.
Perfect. Plenty of parking there.
We just needed to bring it back to this end of the city, Mary. That that shipyard service was very popular.
It was popular, yeah, for sure. But this is a good step.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, watch out for any kick me signs today, Mayor. It's April Fool's Day, so.
Yeah, I'll keep my eye open. I got my left up, sure.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Take care.
Bye-bye.